I actually like you. Like, I literally have said, like, I would sign an NDA and, like, never, like, let people know about our relationship, but, like, I actually like you.
So, confirm or deny, are you a pathological liar?
But I'm not a whore anymore. I don't do porn anymore. But I literally said I would stop being a whore for you, and I literally stopped porn.
Listen, you're an attractive woman, but the fact that you've done porn and...
It was a hiccup!
It is 100% a deal breaker.
Like, but I said I'm sorry, and I literally quit being a thought.
Thank you for your apology.
And, like, my pussy's, like,
I accept your apology for doing porn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just not gonna happen.
Brian, why? Like, because I used to be a whore.
Like... Used to?
You still are.
This is what I hear from this lady in the video. Boy, listen to me. I like you, and my past doesn't matter. Even though I feel it doesn't. I am willing to stop doing puns so that you can accept me. I am only doing this for you. So what do you say? You should jump at the chance to accept me. This is one of the most delusional things I have seen in my life. I don't know how society got messed up to this point. But the fact that a modern woman can live her life fulfilling her sexual desires, and then, after she realizes that the attention and money she is getting has reduced, or she gets down with STDs or some complications, she feels like, oh, I need to settle down now, so I should get a high-valued man, a man who is as popular as I am. Then, an ex-adult star is coming to demand the same man a traditional and modest woman deserves. These women are unaware that when men say they don't want women with a high body count, not to talk of adult stars as partners, it isn't just some guys trying to gain attention or chasing clout. It's a rigid fact. Men know from an early age that if there are things they should keep private, one of those things is their woman. If she opens her legs regularly and frequently before you come into the picture, don't judge. But it's more certain than not that she will share some more even with you present and meeting every need she has. I am sure you all should be aware that Mia Khalifa is back on UF, despite all her tears of emotions and regrets that she swept the internet with, sometimes back. The past does not only matter, sometimes it stays.
I agree that it's really hard. Once you get into a relationship, your fans feel like they're not in the same relationship anymore. So to be with someone like me, you're gonna have to understand that I can't be posting you. I can't be like showing you off how you are with me, because my fans are not only gonna feel like entitled, but they're also gonna be disrespectful to you. They're gonna be sending you screenshots of my work and telling you very hateful things. And I feel like you have to be mentally prepared to date a sex worker or a performer because of what comes with it. And, you know, coming home sometimes, or I don't wanna have sex, you're gonna have to be okay with not, like, wanting to have sex. And it's just a lot that comes with it. So I think it's really hard.
You have to listen to this garbage. A woman shows the level of respect she accords herself by the way she treats her body. Thinking that you have an opinion about how men should approach you or treat you is simply out of the discussion for me.
So if he was making content, strictly content, no romantic, no emotional connection, you would have an issue with him sleeping with other women?
Well, of course. Like, because I'm the one making money and he doesn't need to touch anyone else. And, well, I don't even want to touch anyone else.
So why is it okay the other way around then?
Well, because we both decided this is what we're gonna do for money. So if he wants to have me quit, I will. And he needs to find another job that's not what I'm doing. So.
Okay, but it's
hold
okay
on.
To create adult content with other men. But
I'm
he can't
doing
talk
it to
a
make
girl
money
on TikTok.
No, but he would
it's
just
because
be
it's for money.
He would
the
be
other
doing
stuff
it
for money. So
he would
it's
be
okay.
doing it to make money too.
But you decided it wouldn't be okay if he made an
you wouldn't
OnlyFans
like if he had an OnlyFans.
Well, no, he's okay if he has an OnlyFans, but
no.
He can't like touch anyone.
No,
else.
No, he's gonna sleep.
I am not trying to be judgmental or annoying, but this is the kind of guy that these ladies we are talking about should have. A guy smiling while his woman is selling her body to take care of the home. I saw a video where an adult star regretting and complaining about men not wanting to identify with her in public and not wanting to hold her hands. Isn't it funny that a woman who has chosen to sell her body thinks that she deserves a high-value man who would present them to their family members and take them to events and be happy to introduce them as their wife? Imagine going out with your wife or woman and having no need to say, "Have you met my wife?" because the chances are pretty high that they must have seen her more naked than you have. I mean, they need just $5 each month or typing on Google to meet your wife. Think about this one, having your teenage cousins and relatives as a fan of your wife. When I look into this situation, I just think to myself that what on earth should make a woman think that a man who has spent a lot of years being disciplined, focused, and working on being the best version of himself deserves to have a woman who puts no respect on her body as a reward to all his years of hard work.
Here's the thing. If a woman
Here's the thing. Behaviors are deeper than you think. So it's not just that's a girl slept with 100 dudes. It's that shows you something else. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's all less than judging. I'm trying to observe the truth about people. So it's like, I used to throw parties in Hollywood. Girls would come, they're porn stars. I got to know them. Like every Hollywood party, you'll have porn stars showing up. What I found about porn stars, a lot of people say they just had, you know, they just had a fucked up childhood. That's about half of porn stars. The other half, they like sex. You talk to these girls, they're like, I love it. I get paid. So that kind of girl, I like them as a friend, but you don't want to have a kid with that kind of girl. Like, fuck that, because that shit just, patterns persist, man. The old saying, the chains of habit are too weak to be felt till they're too strong to be broken.
Studies show that the higher the body count of a woman, the more difficult it is for her to have a stable life because she is now a bundle of experiences. Women are receivers. Every time a woman gets laid, she takes a part of that man's complexities and adds them to her own. So for a woman who gets laid now and then by different men, she is no longer just a receiver, she's a dump. This is the first thing real men avoid. They avoid a woman that has become unstable due to different energies or things she has received from a man. This is not some religious thing, it has been proven by research and studies. Another problem is that she will always compare her present man with other men she has had, and that's because there are different values. She is admired in different men she has been with, and it becomes a problem as she believes that any man she gets should be an embodiment of all these values. Well, this is a good reason you should avoid ex-punsters, because they will compare the shit out of you, sexually, emotionally, and financially, and expect you to be that kind of guy that will help them get out of all the mess they have gotten themselves into. It's way more than the number of sexes and the people that have access to it. It is more about who they have become. One of the popular ex-adult stars clearly said that pun ruined her body and her soul. Modern women often question their values when confronted with reality. One example is these ex-adult stars trying to purify their past so that they can attract a high-value male. They claim, I am now a changed person. They come on the internet and try to show that they really regretted that life. It's good for them, and we men are happy for them. Where it all stops making sense to me is when they want to act like their past does not matter, meaning they deserve high-value men. I don't care if a lady has done pun or is currently active. All I know is that if you've lived that kind of life in any manner, that's a deal breaker. In all honesty, these women do not even deserve the kind of men they ask for. But since they are already messed up for life, that's none of our business. All you gotta do is to stay out of their way. That's all for today on Latest Juice. If you enjoyed this video, you might also like my previous videos. Don't forget to hit that like button, click the subscribe button, and also turn on the notification bell to be the first to know when I drop a new video. Share this video with whomever you would like to watch it. Thanks for watching.